children.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Look, our plan was right for our state. And in my view, it was based upon conservative principles that, frankly, came from Newt Gingrich and the Heritage Foundation, which was instead of people relying on government to provide their care, they should take personal responsibility. And the plan is not perfect. There are things I'd change in it, but I'll stand by the things we've done and make sure people understand. I will do what I think is right for the people that I represent. In that case, I was doing what I think was right for the people of Massachusetts.
The thing to run in is we both used to have the wrong idea. I'm willing to say it was the wrong idea. He's not. But I think it's funny that they want to attack me for admitting that I was wrong, but they want to admit that he's now wrong to think he's still right when he's wrong.
There's Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich both commenting on their support for Mitt Romney's health care plan. The presidential race, GOP side of things, the biggest talk radio topic of 2011. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Your host is Doug Steffen. I'm presenting a special look back at some of the biggest talk radio topics of the year. From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, talk host Scott Voorhees here talking about Ron Paul, the controversy over his newsletters and comments from a former Ron Paul aide who says that Paul doesn't think it was any of our business to stop Hitler from slaughtering Jews in World War II.
Congressman Ron Paul is peaking. Analysts believe he's going to win Iowa. He's been coming under fire recently, and this is the funny thing, because all of Ron Paul's supporters have been saying for weeks, how come no one's ever paying attention to Ron Paul? No one ever pays attention to Congressman Ron Paul. Well, now he's the front runner, and people are paying attention to him, and all of Ron Paul's supporters are like, how come you're paying so much attention to things Ron Paul has said, and things Ron Paul has done, and things Ron Paul's name is on? He used to have a newsletter published under his name. He says, oh, I didn't have anything to do with that. Yeah, there are a lot of newsletters going around saying, here's the Scott Voorhees Manifesto, and it's all just anti-Jew, anti-black, anti-gay. You bet. If those things were going around with my name, as in Scott Voorhees, this is his newsletter, you can bet I'd want to have something to say about it. And then Congressman Paul was saying, well, here's an interview you did a few years back where you said, oh, yeah, I wrote a lot of that stuff. And now you're saying you didn't write any of it. This newsletter published under his name 2 decades ago that contained racist views. In what he called an effort to set the record straight, a former longtime aide to Congressman Ron Paul wrote a piece published yesterday by RightWingNews.com in which he said, actually, Congressman Ron Paul is not racist. He's not anti-Semitic. He's not bigoted towards gay people. And then he went on to say that because of Ron Paul's scary foreign policy, Ron Paul does not believe that the U.S. should have gotten involved in fighting Adolf Hitler during World War II, having said that, quote, saving the Jews, unquote, was none of our business. And he says, while he's not, and this is a former aide, a longtime aide to Congressman Ron Paul, he says, now, Congressman Ron Paul, he's not anti-Jewish. He just doesn't like Israel. He doesn't think the state of Israel should exist. And he's not anti-gay. He's just personally uncomfortable around gay people. And even told a story in which Congressman Ron Paul refused to use a gay man's bathroom. Ron Paul's people say that the guy who's making these claims, Eric Dondero, is a disgruntled former staff member who was fired for performance issues. He says, I was not fired. And I'll take him to court over what he's saying. I resigned in 2003 because I had differences with Congressman Paul over his foreign policy decisions, specifically his ideas about how America shouldn't be going into Iraq. We shouldn't have anything to do with it. And he says that because of what Ron Paul feels about America's world politics, we shouldn't have even gone in and fought World War II. We shouldn't have stopped Adolf Hitler. He doesn't think Israel should exist, and if Israel's attacked, I guarantee you under President Ron Paul, it's something that's so ridiculous to say, I don't know why I even uttered it, but under that unlikely scenario, you can bet Ron Paul will not be coming to your aid. China wants Ron Paul to be elected president. They can do whatever they want with Taiwan. Iran and the Palestinians want Ron Paul to be elected president. They can do anything they want with Israel.
Up next, more on the state of the GOP race on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The five-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly from each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a tap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
Talk radio in review. Doug Steffen here, focusing on the presidential race. Again, number one for 2011. Here are our hosts, Holly Robichaud and Joe Malone, talking to political strategist Leslie Sorrell about the upcoming caucus in Iowa.
So tell us, what's happening on the ground out there in Iowa?
Well, you know, we're a week away from the caucuses, and everyone is kind of changing by the moment, but they're predicting for there to be a good turnout, and the weather's supposed to be mild, so everyone's still fighting for their positions as it's pretty close.
What would be a record turnout for the Iowa caucuses?
120,000.
And is that what they're predicting?
They think that it will be a high turnout. They're not sure, but they think that it will be a high turnout compared to years past.
What about last time Mike Huckabee was so great in organizing? Who's kind of taken on that role of being the super organizer?
Well, Ron Paul certainly has a strong ground game there. He's known to have a strong grassroots organization. But Mitt Romney has, you know, obviously been there before and done well in Iowa. You know, he had led in Iowa before he went down in the polls to Huckabee for almost a year. They're probably the ones with the strongest. It's interesting, though, Rick Santorum has been one of them that has went to all 99 counties, and he's really done a lot of door-to-door. But we'll see if that will, you know, I doubt that will translate, but they do say that he's finally starting to see some movement.
Didn't Romney say he was pulling out of Iowa, but yet are you saying he's still organizing there?
He didn't campaign as actively as he did last time. Last time he spent a great deal of time, energy, and money. And what he's saying is that didn't pay off. So he hasn't spent as much time there as in New Hampshire and other states. But now that it's coming down to the wire, he's going back there. And obviously he would like to win or at least have a strong showing.
Leslie, nationwide, clearly economic issues are on the forefront of people's minds.
Absolutely.
Is it the same way in Iowa, or is there more of a messaging that includes some of the social issues because the evangelical vote is so important there?
It is important there, but it is about jobs and the economy. But they also do want to hear the social message as well. But at the end of the day, people want to choose a nominee that can beat Barack Obama.
And busloads of people now with each candidate are traveling around the state and speaking before small groups. What's the typical size of a group that they speak to?
You know, it is amazing that you can be running for president of the United States and you're talking to as few as 10 people and maybe as many as 30. It's very retail politics at its finest, and even the whole caucus process. It's not going to vote and pushing an electronic button. You're driving to churches, homes, schools to vote. You listen to the campaign's representatives give a speech, and then you have a ballot process, and it's an all-night commitment.
This portion of the program could have come from almost any time over the past year, but it's actually from this week. Host John Zach talking to Dave Leventhal from Politico.com about the growing number of people who don't seem to like any of the GOP candidates.
69% of our web poll voters right now say they either don't like a candidate or they'd hold their nose and vote for one of the candidates that are there now if they were voting in the Iowa caucuses. Is this malaise among voters worse than usual this year?
Your poll is reflecting what a lot of states in the United States are reflecting. And in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, all of these early states, they've been going back and forth in many cases with all of the candidates who are running in there. So you see even in Iowa, with Mitt Romney leading in some national polls, Newt Gingrich in some national polls, it's entirely possible that neither of them will win Iowa and that Ron Paul would win Iowa, which, of course, would cause some very, very interesting times in some of the subsequent states.
It seems like Newt Gingrich was on his way to getting some pretty good numbers in the Iowa caucuses until the negative campaigning against him began, right?
There has been a barrage of ads, many of them coming from what's called a super PAC, which is an outside organization that technically is not affiliated with Mitt Romney, but supporting Mitt Romney. And they've been spending millions of dollars just absolutely waylaying Newt Gingrich. And it does appear that it's had a major, major effect. His star has fallen a little bit. And a lot of people are wondering right now whether Newt Gingrich peaked both in Iowa and in some other states a little too early, and that when the caucuses actually take place, he's not going to be at the top. He might be second, third, even fourth place.
Does it really matter who wins this thing at the end of it all? I mean, 20 years ago, it was, you had NBC, ABC, and CBS at night. Now you've got Politico. I can watch the news whenever I want. It's all about the 24-hour news cycle instead of, whoever's leading that quick newscast. Does this matter at the end? 2 weeks from now, will we even care?
It does, because this is still a weeding out process. So if you, for example, are Mitt Romney and you lose in Iowa, then go into New Hampshire and maybe he'll win, but not by a whole lot. He could go into South Carolina and some of these other states in a marginalized position. That would not be good for him.
Up next, we shift our focus to some of the other top talk radio topics of the year here on The Countdown.
Warning.
The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talking about the top talk radio subjects of the year, and one of the biggest has been the economy. This year, it's included government shutdowns, debt ceiling, millionaire tax discussion, even the recent standoff over the payroll tax cut extension. From last June, here are our hosts Leslie Grosch and Blake Butler talking about one of President Obama's press conferences and how he really needs to become more of a leader rather than a moderator.
This is a serious time for Obama. He is, I think, at a crossroads where he has to choose. Does he want to go back to being the Obama he promised to be in 2008, or is he going to continue to pander to corporate interest, continue to solicit corporate donations with promises that he will protect big business at all costs?
Some people are saying what he needs to become less of the moderator and more of the leader.
Leader. Yeah, absolutely.
Leader.
We don't
yeah.
need moderators. You can hire professional moderators. I mean, you know, I've been in those meetings where somebody was brought in to be the referee. You can hire those people. There are people who spent their entire lives perfecting that skill. Obama needs to be a leader. He needs to be a hero, really. He needs to be a champion for the 98% of us who are getting screwed in this process. This, you know, the Republicans are basically saying to the Democrats, if you do not help us ruin the country, we will ruin it without you. I mean, that's the choice they've given the Democrats. Either you join us in kicking grandma to the curb, or we're going to make sure the economy does that job for us by, you know, causing the United States to default on its debt obligations. And that's what they're saying. It's like Sophie's choice, and it's time to call them out on it. It is time to make it clear that this is a choice between 1% of this country and 99% of us, essentially. You know, is it going to be a country that takes care of its own, or a country that only takes care of wealthy corporate interests, some of which are not even American, by the way? You know, these multinational corporations are run by people from all over the world, the same wealthy elites, super wealthy elites. But, you know, this is now, it's completely us versus them. It is completely rich versus poor. It is completely class warfare. And I think Obama took a step in the right direction in terms of pointing that out.
Now let's go to some talk radio callers who are weighing in on Warren Buffett's suggestion that millionaires pay more in taxes.
Over 30 years, I've been telling everyone I knew
They should have a system where no deductions for anybody, any company, for any reason. Now, the tax system should be very progressive. The poorest people pay only 0.1%, and that goes steeply up, where the very rich people pay 92% in income taxes. That's the only way you're going to have any way for the poor people having even a halfway decent life, and these rich, corrupt, greedy hypocrites would be brought under control.
We have to stop looking at trying to fix this problem around the edges. We need to get rid of the income tax. We have fewer and fewer jobs trying to supply more money to Washington, which isn't going to work. We need to institute the fair tax, which is a progressive tax because of the prebate feature that it has on it, which pays the poor up to the poverty level, and then you start paying the sales tax directly to the government. So I would get rid of this income tax. It's archaic. It's from the early 20th century. It doesn't fit today, and I wish our politicians would seriously look at something like that.
Before we start talking about reforming taxes, which, by the way, I am for, we have to really start talking about the main problem, and that is limiting our federal government and various state governments throughout this country. And I know this is going to sound like a radical idea to many people, but our government should conform to our Constitution and just do its constitutional duties and limit itself to that. Cut the spending, cut how much percentage the federal government spends of our money, and then we start talking about tax reform. But the main problem is the government. It's just too big. It's spending too much money. It has too much power. It's taking away our liberty and our prosperity. It's just that simple.
Up next, more of our review of the top items in talk radio for the year 2011 here on The Countdown.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen. But what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today. And visit StandForDiabetes.org to learn more. That's StandForDiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we go with the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presenting our special year-end program reviewing the top talk topics of 2011. Another one of the most talked about items on our list is the protest movement, the so-called Occupy Wall Street movement. From last October, host Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking about the spreading Occupy Wall Street protests and who the protesters are comparing themselves to.
I'm trying to understand what it's about, because depending on who you listen to, Occupy Wall Street is either the American version of the Arab Spring. It's the American Autumn is what I heard somebody refer. I kid you not. I didn't
make
that up.
American Autumn.
I did not just make that up. American Autumn. This is this awakening of the people. I've heard it compared to the civil rights movement, which I can only assume makes people who are involved in the civil rights movement blood boil. Absolute blood boil. Here's a great point. If you are going to compare Occupy Wall Street and what's going on there with Arab Spring or the civil rights movement, let me dispel that asinine analogy. As something of a student of history, I understand, going back to the civil rights movement, and even as recently as Arab Spring, use Egypt or Syria or Libya. People who protested, in many ways nonviolently, were met with bullets, tanks. During the civil rights, you had Bull Connor with cops with billy clubs and dogs and fire hoses. And they would arrest people for doing nothing more than sitting in the wrong seat on a bus, sitting at a lunch counter. People in the Middle East were shot for nothing else than showing up at the wrong street corner and protesting against the government. Okay, that's what those were about. When those people felt fear, it was fear for your life. Fast forward to these people saying, Occupy Wall Street's like the civil rights movement. Yeah, right up until the point that you're the biggest problem you have all day is your MacBook computer that you're protesting with on the street corner, your battery's running low, and you can't find a charger at a Starbucks to plug into. Listen, your issues and grievances pale in comparison to the things that you keep comparing yourself to, and it's disrespectful. I honestly think it's disrespectful to the people that lost their lives in the Middle East protesting against totalitarian governments, and the people who went through a civil rights movement, some of them who lost their lives, others who were beaten and arrested for nothing more than standing up to the man. And these people want to compare themselves to it.
Here are our hosts, John Howell and Amy Jacobson, talking about the protesters and the mob mentality that seems to have gotten many of them pepper sprayed and some arrested.
Unions are joining the efforts now. I heard yesterday that 75% of our listeners are concerned about these protests. And you were just railing at the TV saying, shut up, get a job, be a waitress like I was.
They pepper sprayed you, honey, because you went across the barricade. Last night there was another riot, more people arrested because they put up barricades on Wall Street. Tried to be nice. Guys, you can't cross the line. And of course, what did they do? They tried to cross the line. They pushed police. And I can't stand, you know what? That collective energy that you have, take it to the workforce. Try to get a job. I know it might be hard if you get a master's degree. It might be hard to be a waitress. It might be hard if you graduate Phi Beta Kappa to be a waitress. But that's what people do to survive. It's okay. And just wait until the economy changes and there's an opportunity and then jump on it. But do something rather than sit there for 19 days they've been there protesting what? What is their message? I mean, you could see a 70-year-old unemployed steel worker there and then a recent college grad there. And they're complaining. And a reporter yesterday was saying, what do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? And the guy's like, socioeconomical growth, and then storms away. I mean, it's a show out there.
They look goofy, don't they?
Yeah, it's okay. It's very strange.
Now, let me ask you this question. I don't like civil disobedience either, okay? But I said, now, what is the difference between them? And you were so mad at these protests. I agree, don't tie up traffic, and that's my thing. Don't screw the police. Don't. You can sit there from now until kingdom come. I don't care. As long as you don't tie up traffic, pick up your litter. I don't care.
They protest Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, yeah, arrest them then. Okay, which they were arrested. When you block traffic, you get arrested. That's disturbing the peace. But I remember I said this 2 years ago during the Summer of Rage, during 2009, when people were trying to break into town hall meetings that were filled to capacity. One in St. Louis specifically. This is the one I'm talking about. It was filled to capacity. The cops said to, essentially people there that were there to yell at their Democratic congressman, I'm sorry, no more people can come into the town hall meeting. It's my constitutional right! No, it's against fire code. You can't come in. We're booked. We're filled. We're closing the doors. And they started knocking on the doors. And those people were arrested. And then the police were called jackbooted Nazis for arresting essentially people trying to break in to yell at a Democrat. You didn't seem to, you weren't here, obviously, but I wonder, my question to you is, would you be just as outraged at those people who you agree with politically as the people who you don't agree with politically?
At least I know what that person was fighting for. They wanted to get into a meeting. These people, I don't know what they're fighting for. What's their message? What's their group?
Hold on. That's irrelevant. If you are breaking the law.
It might be irrelevant to you, but it's not irrelevant to me.
All right. Well,
I'm glad that guy got arrested and tried to get into the town hall.
Try to stay on topic here. Is it okay if you agree with them politically? Is it okay then for protesters to go against the police? Or is it always bad to go against the cops?
You should always listen to the police.
All right, we switch our conversation to another one of the big talk radio topics of 2011 up next here.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's. Right now, you can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come in to Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-2-12 while supplies last.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Reviewing some of the biggest talk radio and talk television topics of the year. You know that has to include the deaths of Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi. From last May, host Aaron Flint with state senator and former SEAL Team 6 commander Ryan Zinke of Montana about the team of Navy SEALs that carried out this mission successfully killing bin Laden.
I know you mentioned knowing some of these SEALs involved in the operation, and I guess what's your message to them and to their families out there and their families that have been sacrificing, all the military families that have been sacrificing all these years?
Well, you know, I'm obviously very proud of them because they executed a very difficult mission. You know, to go and do a mission of this type, you have to have the requisite training, you have to have the right equipment, you have to be superbly led, but you also have to have you know, that enormous amount of confidence in your ability to do it and to get in and out and to take down a building in a foreign country. We're talking about a skill set that is the nation's best, and there's a strategic risk always. Because when the SEALs or Delta Force, you know, should they fail, you know, I think we all remember Desert One. You know, the consequence of having your nation's best fail is strategic. In this case, you know, the U.S. did not fail. U.S. the forces did. Yeah, but one point, you know, we forget the global reach of the U.S. and the presence of U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf is significant, and there is some resentment. There's no doubt, about that, and it is about oil, and it's always been about oil until the U.S. decides that we're going to embark on a greater degree of self-dependence, of independence, of our energy, we will continue to have assets in place to ensure that our oil, you know, which we get and which, you know, powers the world, at least is uninterrupted or the interruption is limited.
Here are some of the reactions from talk radio callers about the killing of Osama bin Laden.
I just wanted to say a couple of things. For one, I wanted to congratulate Obama. I'm not a big supporter of him, but he did accomplish one thing so far that he said he was going to do, and that was get bin Laden. And number two, I think that the United States needs to stop trying to save face by not showing pictures of him being killed, because if it, they were sitting there hurrahing in the streets and everything. Well, why shouldn't we in D.C.? So that's just what I wanted to say, because I just think that we're always worried about what other people are going to think. This guy committed mass murder. Well, he got what he deserved, and everybody should be in the streets.
You know, it's good that he's no longer in power, but this is a call. I mean, where does peace start? Everybody, it seems like now they're celebrating the death of this man. I'm a Christian woman, and I feel bad for this man. He was such he doesn't know the right way to do things. It's terrible. And how are we ever going to solve world peace if it doesn't start right in our own country, right in our own state, right in our own home?
It's hard to explain this, that piece of you that just is fulfilled now. To be honest with you, it'll never go away. You know, it's just, it's hard to even talk, but it took my life away that day. I mean, it was something that I was used to doing every single day. You know, I went in the morning, and, you know, I started at 6 in the morning, and I was on the roof of Tower 1, the one with the antenna, and that was my job. That was my livelihood. I ran the roof rig, just daily routine, and I was supposed to be up there, and I wasn't up there at that time, you know. I was downstairs, actually, you know, if I was up there, there's no way of me getting down. And it's just, it's hard. I mean, I lost a lot of my partner that day. I lost a lot of people. You know, I got 3 kids now. My first daughter was born on 9/27, actually. My wife was pregnant at the time. And, you know, I move forward, but it's hard. You know, it's hard. I got my own private window cleaning business now, where I do all residential in New Jersey. And I don't go back to the city anymore, you know. And, you know, it's just, you know, actually today hearing this was, it's sort of closure, but it's not full closure, you know.
From October, host Jim Reith talking to Congresswoman Anne Marie Burkle of New York about the future of Libya after the death of Gaddafi.
What's your reaction to this, first of all?
Well, I think it's a victory for the Libyan people. I hope that it brings some peace and some solace to all of the families who lost, you know, who lost family members as a result of his tyranny and his rule, including certainly the 35 Syracuse University students who were killed on Pan Am 103. But now the question becomes, what's going to happen in Libya as a result of this void? And actually, he's been out of power for a couple of months now and in hiding. But what's going to happen? I mean, we're seeing in Egypt, you know, the concerns, the military is still ruling the country. They continue to postpone elections. So who is going to step in and fill the void in Libya? When this first began, and we decided to make it a NATO mission, we had hearings in foreign affairs, and our question to the panel and to the State Department is, who are these rebels? Where do they come from, and what are their interests? And that question was not really answered for us. So that's a concern. There's always a concern, the radical Islamic who would come in, and the Muslim Brotherhood is another unknown entity. So a lot of concerns, and the question now becomes, and everyone is cheering, and rightly so, for the Libyan people, but now the question is, who's going to step in, and will that country finally be a democratic, peaceful rule?
Do you think the United States did the right thing in joining the NATO effort here, or no?
I do. You always worry and you're concerned. We are overstretched with our military, but that was a NATO mission. And I think so many of the Libyan people were being killed that we stepped in for humanitarian reasons, if for no other reasons. So, you know, but like I said, I think the real question now is what's going to happen, what is going to fill that void, just like we're seeing in Egypt. There has been no resolution in Egypt, and we're very concerned with the military and how they've treated the civilians and how they've treated the Coptic Christians. And so it doesn't really seem to be a lot better in Egypt right now with the way things are.
Coming up after a short break, continuing the 2011 big talk radio topics that probably will continue in 2012 in review next on The Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our list would not be complete without the focus on the sexual abuse scandal. First one at Penn State, the other one at Syracuse. In November, host John Phillips talked to one of his callers about Jerry Sandusky's odd interview with Bob Costas.
Let's go to Rick in North Hills.
Hi. It's clear to me, just listening to him, it's clear to me that he believes in his own mind that he did nothing wrong. And it's perfectly normal, you know, and he would continue to do this unless somebody stopped him. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you had a school with a locked fence and the lock was broken for 6 months and the secretary knew about it, vice principal, and teacher's aide all knew about it, and the maintenance department knew about it, and kids got out of that locked fence that was broken, and six of them got killed with a moving truck, or 10 of them got killed with a truck, all of them, all at one time. Whose fault is it? Can I ask you? Whose fault do you think that is?
Well, it's the schools for not fixing it.
Now, who? Do you think all those people that knew about it, that was...
oh, absolutely.
Had a certain percentage of fault? Do you
yes.
think that?
Yes.
Well, Sandusky's the truck, and all those other people that were involved in that college... have a certain...
Oh, you're absolutely right. The toilet needs to be flushed.
They all need to be, and that the police aren't looking at that, I don't think, hard enough. All of those people are responsible to a certain degree. You know,
well, here's the deal. I described it last night like one of these Mexican towns. And there are portions of Mexico where if you got a problem, you don't go to the police. You don't go to the city council. You don't go to the mayor. If you got a problem, right. You go to the drug cartel because those are the guys that are calling the shots. Those are the guys with all the political power in that portion of Mexico.
I'm very aware of that.
In this particular part of Pennsylvania, the most powerful person is Paterno. Paterno is the god of this part of central Pennsylvania. And if you have a problem, you go to that power structure. You don't go to the cops. You don't go to the district attorney. You don't go to the law enforcement community. You go to the Penn State powers that be. And that's what happened here. And that's why this turned into a disaster, because they tried to protect Sandusky. They tried to protect the image of Penn State, and they didn't try to protect the victims. Nobody cared. Not Paterno, not the university, clearly not Sandusky. Nobody cared about these kids.
Talk host Gene Muller here with ABC's Aaron Katursky. They focus in on the charity Sandusky has developed, Second Mile, which had begun conducting its own investigation into Sandusky.
As this story continues to play out, Aaron, there are so many angles to discuss, including the fact that all these people over the course of time seem to somehow, in a very small college town where Penn State is the industry, they all seem to be somehow connected.
It's an amazing thing how widespread Jerry Sandusky's influence went, and how widespread his connections were, not just in State College, but beyond. If you look at the roster of people listed as honorary board members of his Second Mile charity, they include famous actors and athletes and businessmen. And now there are questions about what that charity knew of Sandusky's alleged acts and when, and whether it did anything. The charity has started its own investigation. The CEO has resigned after 28 years, and Jerry Sandusky himself is denying that he's a pedophile, which is far too much to take for many people watching, including the mother of victim number one, as he's known in court records, who says that watching Sandusky deny that he's a pedophile in that interview with Bob Costas made her sick.
Yeah, watching that interview and hearing Costas at that one point say to Sandusky, okay, you say all these kids apparently aren't telling the truth, all these witnesses aren't telling the truth, all these other people who say they saw you doing untoward things with kids aren't telling the truth, you must feel like the most persecuted man in the world, and Sandusky really had no answer for that. I'm wondering how that whole interview played out to the folks there in State College.
Well, to this one woman who's the mother of victim number one, as he's identified in court records, she said that she's even upset that he's free on bail to be making these comments. She said he should be behind bars, not granted that $100,000 bail. That Jerry Sandusky chalking everything up to horseplay. She said, no, it's not a game. It was a deliberate attempt on his part, she says, to meet boys, including her son, through his charity, to later molest. She said that charity was nothing more than recruitment for child molestation, and she's terribly angry about it.
Yeah, and the judge in that case that granted that relatively low bail is also working, or did work at one time, was on that charity, did work with Sandusky in that regard. It just shows you again how much everybody in this very small town knows each other. Is there anyone in hindsight looking back and wondering what Sandusky was doing even being on the air with Bob Costas? Because it would seem the consensus nationwide is the dude did himself no favors.
Well, that seems to be the consensus of many criminal defense attorneys we've spoken to, who say the first rule is don't let your client talk. However, maybe it was part of some kind of legal strategy. Let him admit to showering with boys. Let him admit to having a fondness for young boys. It's far better that he admit to those things than to the far worse crimes that he's alleged to have committed. We'll see if it's a strategy that ultimately pays off or hurts him.
Find out more about the hot hits from this past year in the Countdown box. That's right there, Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
Hi there.